It's interesting that there's a balance, isn't there, about how we can encourage or discourage people with our words.
Yeah, there is a balance. And I think for me, I know I often get asked, you know, what's the formula like, you know, how often should I speak and how, you know, there's sometimes for me, now it sounds like you're a little more, as you said, on the introverted side than someone like me. I do sometimes tell myself, like, say I'm in a small group situation, in a life group at church or whatever, I kind of do a little bit of a formula in that I think I'm only going to speak every third time I think I have something to say. And then it comes out about right. I don't monopolize the conversation, you know, and then I know other people that, you know, they'll go through 6 weeks of being in a small group and never say a thing. So they need to learn to speak up a little more so it's a little more equal. But I do often have people, you know, want like some quick fix of, well, how am I supposed to know when I'm supposed to say something, when I'm not supposed to say something? But for me, I just really feel like this whole topic, this whole issue, it's an area where God just wants us to grow our relationship with Him. It's all about prayer, being in tune with the Holy Spirit, getting up in the morning with the right perspective and saying, Lord, you know, help me to know today what I'm supposed to say, when I'm supposed to say nothing at all, who I'm supposed to encourage, tap me on the heart, interrupt my day, and show me what your marching orders are for me today. It's all about our relationship with God rather than just some kind of slick formula or some little rule of thumb. Those can be helpful, but I think the most important thing is God wants us to forge that daily relationship with Him, learn even more to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, and know when He is prompting us to do something, to say something, to stop doing something, to stop saying something. It's all about our walk with the Lord.
Oh my goodness, that is just such wise counsel, because we talk about listening to other people, we also need to make ourselves and train ourselves to be listening to God. And if we are doing that at the beginning of the day, then maybe when those promptings come, we don't just ignore them and keep going on with our busy, busy day.
Exactly. Exactly. When we've asked in the morning, you know, for the Lord to show us, I always think, you know, tap me on the heart, just tap me on the heart and help me to know who needs an encouraging word. What person am I going to come across today who least expects to be noticed? Help me to see them. You know, help me to let them know that you're there and that people care. And then other things that come across my path, you know, that combative coworker or that cantankerous in-law or whoever that wants to pick a fight and get into a discussion and a debate, help me to just diffuse that and not to walk into that trap